Antichrist, written by David W. Dyer. Quote, "In this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words." End quote. Daniel chapter 7, verse 8. An observation. Many believers today confess that they don't understand Bible prophecy. At the same time, most also admit that they never read it. This becomes a kind of vicious circle. We don't read it because we don't understand it, and we don't understand it because we don't read it. If we do not meditate on God's Word, it is almost certain that He cannot reveal to us what it means. If we do not familiarize ourselves with the prophetic passages, it is virtually impossible for God to enlighten us about them. But there is a simple solution for this. When we have our times of daily meditation in God's Word, we should include the prophetic passages. Although we may not understand them very well, at least we will become familiar with the verses. With the passage of time and the unfolding of events, we will find that God begins to speak to us about these passages as He does with the other parts of the Bible. Soon we will discover that our understanding of them begins to be fruitful. Preface. In this book, we are going to be investigating the persons and events which surround the end of this age. Possibly many of the ideas presented here may seem new or different from what you have heard in the past. With this in mind, this author would like to make one request. Please do not simply react emotionally to these things. Do not shut your spiritual eyes
and your mind.
Instead, search the scriptures for yourselves. Read and reread the Bible passages. Become familiar with them. There is no need to take my word for anything. Weigh what is said here for yourself. Open God's word and open your spirit to Him and allow Him to show you whatever it is that you need to see. As we approach the end of this age, it seems logical that the Lord would be unveiling more and more for us to understand. No doubt, as we see the day approaching, these things will become clearer and clearer. However, much prophetic revelation is understood with complete clarity only after all the events unfold,
or as they are unfolding.
For example, many of the prophecies concerning the coming Messiah were understood only as they were happening or even after His death. Therefore, although we may be able to perceive some of what will occur beforehand, no one will ever have a complete understanding in every detail of all future events. Certainly, God will show His servants many things which are going to come to pass. However, the full comprehension will inevitably come only after the fact. As in any discussion of the future, this author will, from time to time, indulge in some conjecture. It is almost inevitable that as we read the prophetic scriptures, we try to imagine how they might fit into our present world situation. The result is that there is always some degree of guesswork involved. When what is being written is not certain, or when there is some degree of speculation being expressed, I will indicate this by using words such as possibly, it could be, perhaps, etc. The reader must realize that when such words are used, the author is making a kind of educated guess about the future. Such speculation should not be taken as fact. I will make every attempt in this writing to plainly state when the Bible record is quite clear and when some degree of imagination is being
employed.
David W. Dyer. You have just listened to a chapter from one of David Dyer's books. These recordings or copies of the book are available at www.agrainofwheat.com. No spaces, all small letters. That's www.agrainofwheat.com.